Long before ride-sharing was invented, taxis were king, and as far as I know, tipping a competent driver was considered par for the course. But are you tipping your Uber and Lyft drivers? From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. In the early days of rideshare companies, there was an implication, since riders had credit cards on file, so cash never changed hands between them and drivers, an implication that a tip was included. Turns out that wasn't true. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago that Uber and Lyft apps began offering riders an easy way to tip using smartphones after a ride. So I was surprised to see that, according to the dean of ridesharing bloggers, Harry Campbell of therideshareguy.com, a study found only 6 out of 10 passengers regularly tipped. Given the constantly changing compensation formulas Uber and Lyft drivers routinely suffer as those companies try to find a way to become profitable, I don't think that's right. If you tip or used to tip taxi drivers, why wouldn't you do the same for these self-employed drivers? I'd suggest at least 10% of your tab, or if you want to be generous, 15%. Those folks work hard for the money. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.